Gary Thompson, and I'm here with Randy Abrams, and this is the Malware Report. Randy, some very unusual occurrences in the news last week. Skype developers posted an explanation that the massive service disruption that they had, where millions of people were really unable to log on to their phone service for more than a day, was not their fault. Can you tell me a little bit more about what went on there?
Well, I don't think they exactly said it wasn't their fault, but because Windows had a hand in it, which it had to because it runs on Windows, Microsoft gets blamed. And I'm not entirely sure what happened because they haven't released the details. What Skype said was that there was a flaw in their algorithm, the programming that they used, and when millions of Microsoft Windows users rebooted because of Patch Tuesday, it revealed the flaw, and that's why the system went down, they say. You wouldn't expect it to be down for a day, though. I mean, fundamentally, the way this works is actually a lot like the Internet. The Internet, when you send an email off, it doesn't all go as just one piece. It gets broken up, and it can go through different countries even before it comes back to your neighbor that you sent it to. Well, Skype is a distributed network, and instead of everything going through a server, they use a bunch of different Skype clients to help funnel the traffic. So if you use a server and the server goes down, everyone's out. If you use a distributed network approach and one of the nodes, they call them, goes down, well, you just go to other nodes. Skype hadn't anticipated millions of nodes going down at the same time. And if we're to accept their explanation, then what happened was when all those nodes went down, it hit the bug that hadn't been seen before and knocked them off. Now, I would have expected things to recover pretty quickly after all the computers came back on.
Right, right. Can you explain what a patch is? I mean, I want to get down to some basics here. So what are we talking about in terms of a Microsoft patch?
Well, patch is generally a misnomer. Usually Microsoft, when there's a security vulnerability, what they'll do is they'll issue a new piece of software to replace the flawed one. We call it patching, but technically patching is where you actually just replace some of the code in the program. And it's an interesting technology that scared the heck out of me when I was at Microsoft trying to make sure we didn't release infected products, because with the patch, what you have is a set of instructions on how to change the program to morph it into the new program. And so if a patch were to be applied that would create an infected file, you wouldn't have anything to scan in the patch because it wouldn't have the malicious software. But as I said, usually Microsoft replaces vulnerable files with files that have been fixed, and we call that patching. Microsoft calls it updating.
Right.
It sounds better from a PR perspective.
Yeah, well, and I noticed, I mean, on my machine, I believe this is what's happening. I'll get a notification that sort of says, do you want to shut down and install the updates? And at that point, the updates they're talking about would be the patches for my machine, right?
Right. And the reason yours is doing that is because it's been configured. There are some options, and most people have it set up that when there's updates, go ahead and install them and then reboot, which a lot of people haven't figured out how to change that option, and they get really ticked off because they left their computer on overnight with the Word document up that they were working on, and they came back the next morning, and the computer had rebooted.
Mm.
So for millions of users, Patch Tuesday, we call it, comes along. Microsoft sends out the updates, the computers update, they reboot, and, you know, for all these years, it's just been normal method. But this one time, for whatever reason, it just kind of broke the backbone of Skype's network.
And it's a social behavior issue, right? I mean, ultimately?
Well, ultimately, it's a programming design problem. They've got to really account for how to gracefully handle lots and lots of nodes going down at the same time. I mean, if there was a massive power outage, most computers are set up that when the power comes back on, they'll turn back on again. And so Skype has to be aware of, you know, massive outages on their network and how to deal with that and recover gracefully without taking a day to get back in sync.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense because ultimately they're going to see this happening all the time if people are working together, you know, to on updates or anything else that that might cause all the nodes to be affected at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, actually, if Skype users wanted to organize an internet protest, they could have said, okay, we're all going to shut off our computers right now. And, and fundamentally, it's not a lot different than the cyber attack on Estonia about a month or so ago, where a bunch of users, actually end users in Russia, were attacking Estonian websites. Well, in this case, all a user would have to do to attack Skype is, in a concerted effort, everyone reboot their machines at the same time.
Hmm. How many would it take to bring them down, I wonder, at that point?
I don't know.
This is a botnet issue, right? I mean, you create, again, this is part of the malware approach, that you just create enough bots that that all act at the same time, and you can literally bring them down.
Right. The thing about bots is it makes it a lot easier to synchronize. I mean, you can actually make a computer update its time using a bot, so you get every computer on the net, on that botnet, in sync with the exact same time, and then you issue an at command and say, at this exact time, do this. So it makes it a lot easier to synchronize. In the case of Windows Update, you probably would have had millions of users that didn't actually reboot at exactly the same time, but were staggered over the course of a few hours.
Right. Well, again, another avenue in for the guys out there who are trying to cause havoc for the rest of us, trying to do business and personal programs on the internet. Well, thanks very much, Randy. And if people have additional questions about bots or about Skype or about Windows patching, they can contact you at
askeset@eset.com.
Well, thanks very much. This has been Gary Thompson and Randy Abrams for the Malware Report.